Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Rabbi Yisai, parasha Bahar. Rabbi Yisai, all the chizik and all the chaver are so important, Rabbi Yisai. Because the point is the shmuz Thursday night, this is even a small shmuz, but it's very, very important, Rabbi Yisai. You see what we work on, Rabbi Yisai, all the time. Always get chizik in it.
Shmuz.
I was speaking to a Talmud last week, and he told me that he listened. For this week's parasha, and the Yitaka, he went and did something because of it, and the Yitaka was, he had a lot of chid, and he helped out another part of the field. You have to realize what I said. It's not the shmur, the money. It's the fact that you come together to discuss, or at least to speak out. Which is so, so important to be focused on it. Because a person like Mr. Shom Rice is not going, something is so pushed. But because if they're so partial, they're so obscure, people don't think about them, right? For instance, oxygen. Anybody think about oxygen about every second we're breathing? For 1 second we don't have air, no one thinks of that because it's so out there. Yom HaVeir is so, so important that people have to realize that we have to learn to respect and to take and to treat our fellow Jews, right? Treat everybody the right way. Including Rabbein, of course, you have to treat Rabbein also. But to treat everybody in the right way, not to be able to get along with everybody in front of you. I want to speak out a beautiful the hair I think I have in the pasuk over here. It says like this. In the beginning of Parashat Bahar, there are two, the pasuk says, it tells the pasuk of Shemitah, and then it ends off. It's towards the end of that first Aliyah, which today was the first Aliyah because we had the two parashas together, which means but when it's parashas by itself, it's Sheni to Shlishi. So up till Sheni speaks about Shemitah, and Sheni, it speaks about if a person buys or sells something, so it says you should sell it or buy it from another Yid. That's Tamar Allah, people have to know. Try not after, it's not a Zionistic word, after Arab, maybe you're America, you should try to buy or sell if you're selling. Sell to a year, you buy from a year. But the pasuk continues and says that you should not cheat out. You shouldn't cheat out your friends when you do sales or buying or purchasing. There shouldn't be no cheating going on. Chazal tells us what the shear of your cheating out, overpricing, underpricing, that should not be done. And the pasuk also says another thing, you shall not. And also, do I know it's wrong? Know it's wrong is antagonizing and pestering and causing pain through words, harm through words. You shall not do that. The erasing of Elokei, you should fear Hashem. But the passage says like this, Va'asisim esfukoisai, v'esmishpotai tishmuru, va'asisim olisam, you should do my chukim, do my chukim, v'yishavtim ala oriz lo vetach, and you shall dwell on the land lo vetach. I wanted to say like this. Be'etzem, what does the pasuk say? You should do my chukim, you should do my mishpatim. Be'emes, there are two types of mitzvahs that we know. The mitzvah called the choik, which is a mitzvah that we don't understand the reasoning so much. It seems that it's very not so, we don't understand it in our logic, but we do it because Hashem was mitzvah, but it's paraduma and other mitzvahs. Then we have mitzvahs that are mishpatim, that we understand the reasoning for them. It makes sense, it seems more than correct. And it makes a lot of sense, but we have to do those also because Hashem commanded them. The mitzvahs that we're talking about over here, the two mitzvahs that we talk in this parasha Barisai, is the mitzvah of Shemitah, which happens to her to be a chok. The Shemitah is a chok. Like that we have to keep after the seventh year. Why the seventh year? Because Hashem said. And then you have the mitzvah of Oinos Tvam, not hurting somebody, following someone through words. That lechor is a mishpat. That makes sense. So the pasuk says very geshmak. Ba'asizim es kukoyis ves mishpatay tishmaru. Ba'asizim oisim, you should make sure to do them. The pasuk ends off, so it makes sense that the pasuk over here is referring to the two mitzvahs that we discussed earlier. Even though it's not mefurish, but it makes a lot of sense. Keep those two, keep do the chukim and do the mishpatim. Which ones? Lechor, the gemara, the terrorist told about the ones we discussed earlier. We discussed chukim, we discussed mishpatim. Chukim is shemitah, mishpatim is... I know it's tvarim, I know it's mammon, not to harm somebody through your business dealings, not to hurt somebody, by saying something derogatory, saying something nasty to someone. The pasuk continues and says, "Vishaftem al ha'aretz loveta." You will sit on the land, loveta. So the chori could, the pasuk could say, "Vishaftem al ha'aretz." What's vishaftem al ha'aretz loveta? So I want to say here also, there's two things. It's mida kineged mida, which the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world with. Hashem runs the world measure for measure. Vishaftim ala aretz, you will dwell on the land, you will azorah to Eretz Yisrael. It's supposed to shmita, that makes a lot of sense, right? You kept the land, you did the mitzvahs of the land, so you get to live in the land. What's lovetach mean? Secure. Without any, not any people bothering you, pestering you. Makes a lot of sense, Rabbi said, that that is mida kineged mida. If you don't pester others, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be that when you sit on the land, you'll sit loveta, secure, not bothered, not harmed, not any pain, secure from your surroundings. So that makes sense. Again, the mida kineged mida, that we don't antagonize others. So here comes that, very beautiful. The two things that we have to keep. The chukah and the mishpat, one is watching and keeping shmita in Eretz Yisrael, and also not hurting anybody through our sales, through our words. For that was zuchah to get Eretz Yisrael, and for that was zuchah to sit on the land, not in pain, not in agony, but secure and happy with us. We see over here, Rabbi Zephiel Avor, the beautiful yisod of us. And that's what we've mentioned this yisod a few times, but here it comes out, it's very, very clear. God, Hashem, works with us how we work with others. If we are careful not to cause pain to others, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make it that we don't have pain, we don't have problems, we don't have issues about it. But if we cause pain to others, if we hurt others, whether cheating them out in business, or whether saying things that cause them pain, and a lot of times we don't realize that we say things that do cause pain to someone. So we will have to, chas v'chalil should be allowed, that a person has to realize that if he causes pain to others, he will have to be to get pain. But I tell this to a lot of people all the time. People think, you know, making a joke about somebody or causing a guy pain by doing something to him. Whatever it is, taking his stuff, his belongings, breaking something, that so a guy might walk away, okay, he broke something and no one knew, but he caused pain to somebody. That pain was very upset. He goes over, he asks for food, I'm sorry I did, I'll pay for it. Or you don't have to pay, okay, he was murdered, etc. But a guy caused pain, or unnecessary pain, or he wakes him up in the middle of the night, or he does unnecessary pain, everybody said, we don't realize pain has to be come back, paid back with pain. There's no other way to pay it back, everybody said. The guy might think it's a galalic thing, I did this to this and this, I caused this person tsar, I had such a good time causing him tsar, oh wow, that was funny, on Purim, we did this to this Rebbe, we did this to this, you know, it's very mandatory, it's called, you gotta get away with it, it's very, had a good laugh, but it's like, sometime in the future, you will have to go back with pain. It's written all over Chazal like that, but it's like, you mentioned once the Chazal says, ugly bazaar, that Esav, Yaakov, you know, went in to get the brachas. And he caused pain to Esav, even though he was mitzvah up here. The Maisa Chazal say he had to get paid back for that causing of pain. Many years later, it says, Vayizak Zok, the girl of Mordechai, screamed in the streets with the pain that Esav's ancestor was causing. So we, you know, later on, and Yaakov was supposed to go and take the prophet. But the Maisa caused pain, Shmuel and Sarah was caused pain to somebody. Indirectly, it's very, very dangerous. I just was reading a story from Pesach Cohen's book recently about, you can look at one of the pages over there. So he has a story over there that there was a certain yeshiva that had, they used to play a practical joke on the Rosh Hashiva every year. What they would do was that they had, every year, the first year they left out his tefillin. So what they do was they would turn around the tefillin, now they took his tefillin. They move it to the other side, which is like the minute of the Sfardim or different that. They move it to the other side. And every year, the Rishiva, like in the morning, on Purim morning, we'd have to, they did Purim night, you know, obviously, the Kibinik Abacham to get a little drunk, whatever it was, or whatever, to play pranks, or a joke. And they moved it around. So the first year was a nice joke, the Rishiva came in the morning, he turned the thing to the other side, he put it on. The next year, the Shiva put his phone in the office. The Bachum got into the office, did it again. Okay, he said, hey, we'll get back. The next year, he put it in the cupboard. The mice, somehow the Bachum got into there, they found it in the cupboard. The day after that, he locked it in a cupboard with a lock. So somehow they got in, they broke down the key. They broke. The year after this, he put it in another area, like a closet, and they broke in and got it. One year, a new Bachum came to the Shiva, and they said, we got to play the prank again on the Shiva. I was going to get a little frustrated. But on the mice, they told the plan. And this year, they got it tied at night very, very, very hot. So the mice, the Rashiba came in, and he came to his office, and they saw his throat, they broke in, they laughed for a second. And the mice, he was trying, the mice, but the guy tied it so tight, he was having a very, very hard time getting it out. Because the mice, you should have worked for a long time, but the time he finally got out, he missed davening that morning, for a morning. But the first time ever, they missed davening. I guess it was a yeshiva that was once on a minyan. And he had davened the yechidus, I guess, in the yo, whatever he did. And he was very, very hurt. And he got up after Purim, he said, he's not moichu. And so the guy comes over, and he asked mechila from the yeshiva. The kids are, the mice, no one came. So this bacher, there was two bacher involved. The new bacher made it very tight. But the bacher that switched it around every year, he was also, he also didn't come over because he thought that he would maybe ask him who the other bacher. Because that bacher ended up leaving the yeshiva. And a few years later, every year, around Purim time, the next year, Purim time, a guy in the shul came over and said, Do you mind adjusting my knot? He said, okay. He says, I did. So he came over to him, and this guy fixed the knot. And he said, another year happened, 3, 4, 5 years in a row, every year, now it's Purim time. And he's thinking, why would it have around Purim time? At the end of the day, he realized that it was that it must have been the way with the Roshiva, so he took a minion to the Roshiva's cavern, whatever he was with, he took him to the book, and the Maisa. He has mechila, and it never happened again. But this bacher took hope that I think he'll face it for himself. He said, basically, he asked him, what happened to that bacher? The Bemis made it. You only switched around. Who did that make it not? He said, he died young. He died young, that bacher. So my said, when I saw this person, I was a pal of the Gizachim. I said, the person doesn't realize it. Lord, we're not trying to, to create it. But the person has to know that causing pain to somebody, I thought his bacher was very, very, very scary thing. Sometimes, okay, a guy gets here and there, but you have to know a person. Sometimes going to cause you, okay, he wakes the guy up at night. And later on in life, he has a certain suffering from a certain thing. He doesn't realize, maybe because he worked the way he woke up somebody late at night. Maybe because he did something to somebody on Purim. Maybe because he did something to somebody at a certain time, he caused pain to somebody. Causing pain to somebody is a very dangerous thing of us. And the opposite is true. If a person's careful, not to cause pain. Because he's careful for care to bring simple to people's houses, lives, and voice out. So they for care, be shocked and alone for that. We're careful not to antagonize other people. This is something so important of us. You have to realize in life, you want to have a good life. Pain and gashmias, pain and ruchmias. Pain and gashmias for life. We want to have pain in the life of a person. No one wants to have pain. The person wants to have a pain-free life, but you can't be guaranteed, never a person might have to suffer yourself for different reasons, but if that's clear, the person causes pain to others, he antagonizes others, takes things from them without their shoes, and puts he wakes them up at night, he comes at night, wakes people up, he screams and yells, who knows why, pain has to pay back with pain. Why it's happening, you have to sometimes think back, maybe you're mitzah somebody, a Rebbe, a friend, a chavrusa, an avre, someone who knows what it was. And you have to make sure to ask mechila, but the benon chaver doesn't go out to just ask Hashem mechila. You have to ask the person mechila, but therefore, I think the lesson, be very, very careful, but the schus that a person's careful with all the people's feelings, but you shaft them on the Oretz, you'll get Eretz Yisrael. But you want Betach, you want to be secure, you want to be living in harmony. Yisrus, I'll turn you Isha, so be careful not to hurt. Yisrael, you shaft them on the Oretz.